and are used inappropriately.
So are we saying that we really shouldn't be putting pictures of family fun in the public domain?
I think it's very, very difficult to stop people from doing that. There is a lot of awareness around, you know, you need to think before you post online. You need to be careful with what you're uploading online. But people are still doing it, and people are still posting pictures online. And the thing about Facebook is it's very, very difficult to keep a lot of your stuff private. There are certain privacy settings that you can implement, but it's, you know, your profile picture, for example, is virtually impossible to hide on Facebook. So if you have a profile picture up there of you and your kids, or one of your kids, or recently I come across somebody who changed their Facebook profile picture to a picture of their unborn child, the scan picture, and that's publicly available on Facebook.
If you have a picture of your child on a social media platform, for example, a little girl playing in the swimming pool, it can be used by paedophiles and put on a website that is to, I suppose, entice people to have sexual consideration for that child.
And that's what's happening fundamentally. So my advice to parents is very, very simple. Think about the pictures that you're taking and the pictures that you're uploading online, especially if you're uploading them to public social networking platforms. There are other ways to share pictures. You might want to consider using Dropbox or something else and sharing a private link with those family and friends maybe that you just want to see seeing those pictures, but putting them publicly on Facebook or other social networking platforms, they can end up in other places on the web that you didn't intend them to end up on. So look over your pictures before you're uploading them, but be very, very careful if you are uploading pictures of kids in the swimming pool or kids on the beach, because you don't know where these pictures are going to end up on. There is a staggering amount, interestingly enough, of fake Facebook accounts, and this is how a lot of people are accessing these particular images. They're setting up fake Facebook accounts and they're trawling the internet looking for open social media accounts with no privacy settings.
It is against the law for someone to take a photograph and tamper with it to sexualize the picture of a child. That's against the law, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's very difficult to actually track where these pictures are ending up. A lot of these pictures can end up in the dark net. A lot of these pictures can end up on websites that they weren't intended to end up. And many of the people who've uploaded these pictures, innocently, the parents, have no idea where these pictures are ending up. So it's very, very important and imperative that parents start to think about what they're uploading online, the pictures that they're uploading online, because those pictures can end up on other websites that you didn't intend them to end up.
So you could have a website that, say, if you put into Facebook or put into Google something along the lines of sexy teenage girls, you could have a completely innocent photograph taken by a family at a school reunion or a school dinner or something, where your daughter could be on one of those websites.
Yeah, in my experience, it's other websites in the dark net that these pictures are actually ending up on, and not actually somebody carrying out a search on Google, for example. And because Google does a lot of work around removing inappropriate content, if content is reported, if images are up there of child abuse images, you know, Google does take steps to remove these, so it's worth pointing that out.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about child abuse. I'm talking about just a picture of an innocent family member being up alongside risque pictures of other abused people.
Yeah, and that's the fundamental risk. So it's important that parents are aware. But also the other thing about it is that if they do come across something that is suspicious, or they obviously, I have worked with a parent recently who found an image online that had been removed from a Facebook page, and using something like a reverse image search on Google to maybe find out what other websites is that picture actually on. And there's a couple of tools that you can use which will allow you to scan the web and find out where those pictures on what other websites those pictures are actually on.
Wayne, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's another reminder to all of us to be very careful when we're putting stuff into the public domain. Thanks for your time, Wayne. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.